Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Here we have Sandy, my Sandy girl, and I adopted her some months ago. And I also have my little Tabby Tesoro, who came into our lives about a year ago. Just about this time of the year. And I want to keep my precious family safe. And I want you to keep your precious furry family safe. And so we are going to talk about keeping your animals out of harm's way when it comes to all of these, in my opinion, unnecessary jabs and procedures that the mainstream veterinarians want you to do. I also want to share with you these precious little kittens that are not vaccinated. They have not had the veterinarian's interventions, I'll put it that way, and inflictions. And this is in it's in Sacramento, California. I'm going to talk to you about that in just a moment. And I also know of a little puppy who's not so little any longer. And I'm going to share this story with you in just a moment. And mainly what I want to share with you today is how to find resources. I get emails all the time from healthy Americans asking me to help them keep their animals out of harm's way. I just recently heard from someone who's a truck driver who found a little kitty, well, actually adopted a little kitty from the county shelter in Illinois. And they said he had to bring this kitty back to get jabbed and neutered. So I recommend everybody go to my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com, click on resources, and then you're going to scroll down and you'll see, let's just click on see all. And I've got this information all about the rabies, as I call it. And when you watch this video that I'll have for you, you will see exactly why. So just to be clear, if you didn't know, this condition is not what we've been told. It is not contagious in the way that we've been told. In fact, there are symptoms that we are told fall under the title rabies, but actually they mimic other things like poisoning and starvation. So there's a swelling of the brain, there's panting. Yes, these symptoms exist. Are they under a bucket, the heading called rabies? Well, they're not. And the topic of my conversation today is not to retell you all of those details. I've already done so in this video, and I've got a Substack. But what I want to share with you is how to get your vaccine waiver. So you're going to click here, and you'll see that there is an exemption form. And this is kind of a do-it-yourself, which is fine. You can fill it out, and you can state that your animal is exempt from getting this rabies shot because their health will not allow it. Now, many veterinarians will sign this. And I have a vet here in South Florida when I had Teddy, and she said, oh no, Teddy is far too elderly and she's in not enough health to get vaccinated. And I was really happy to hear that the vet didn't want to push that. And when it came to Sandy, all I needed to do actually on the county website was to just click a box to say that she was exempt. I didn't even need to show any paperwork. Now, every state is different. More and more states are coming up with laws that are requiring your animals to get these vaccines. Interestingly, in the state of Illinois, when I did my research for this truck driver that wants to keep his little kitty safe and unpoisoned, it turns out that this law came out, I think, in early 2020 or at the end of 2019. So right on the heels of the cooties hogwash, as I call it. So if you want to do the certificate of non-vaccination yourself, it's at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. You click on resources, you click on rabies, and then I would also encourage you to watch this video where I go into a great deal of information, all of the details about why this condition is not what we were told. Now, this was my teddy bear. May she rest in peace. Here she was as a tiny little puppy when I found her. Unfortunately, 15 years ago, I was not as awake and aware as I am today. And sadly, I did have her go through what they call the puppy shots. Gee, they make it sound so innocuous, like it's so harmless. Just get the puppy shots. Well, I wish I had never done that because she did develop a big lump on her shoulder blade, right where they had injected her. So I guess the silver lining is that going forward, I never did another injection and I was able to visibly point to this giant lump and say, this is what happened after she was injected. So you can do that waiver. You can find a holistic vet. Now in this Substack, I have a list of resources of veterinarians that you have sent me. I don't have them for every single state, but if you know of a good vet in your area, please email support@thehealthyamerican.org. You can find a mobile vet or a mobile groomer if you don't do it yourself and you want that service to come to your home. And then in that case, you don't have to worry about your dog biting someone in a veterinarian clinic because that's where they're going to tell you. By the way, you just say to your vet, aren't you all vaccinated against rabies? Aren't you, Mr. Veterinarian and Miss Veterinarian, already vaccinated against rabies? Isn't everyone on your staff already vaccinated against rabies? And you know what, friends? Sadly, they probably are. But that's a way to say, well, then why does my animal need to be the same? And I will be the last patient of the day, or I'll be the first patient of the day, or I'll keep my animal outside or in a crate, or God forbid, I don't do it, but if it's between that and a shot, you could muzzle your dog. So other people will get a blood draw to see if their animal is immune. Immune from what? I don't know. And you can consider all of the non-veterinarian options to keep your animals healthy. Here is the list of the veterinarians that are not pushing the needle. This is not exhaustive. I would like to have more, so please email me if you have that information. I do like to keep it a little under the radar for obvious reasons. We don't want any of the county health departments coming after the veterinarians. So there are other vets on YouTube. And let me know in a comment below. I'll have to do a different video letting you know which vets those are. But there are several on YouTube that are giving holistic information. Now, what I wanted to do was to talk to you about my quandary. So a year ago, a little more than a year ago, when my teddy bear passed away and my Elsie, 19-year-old kitty cat, I really wanted to adopt a cat and a dog, a young cat and a young dog that had not been injected. I wanted to keep them pure. I wanted to feed them the healthy food that I do now. And I was unable to find a young animal because these rescue groups always vaccinate the animals. I support these rescue groups. I actually want these animals to be saved. I'm conflicted by the fact that they do this to the animals, but the education hasn't reached them yet. And they may be concerned that they'll lose some kind of licensing or some kind of funding if they don't do that to the animals. So I am conflicted. So I did get Sandy as a young dog who already had been vaccinated and she already had been spayed. As you know, I'm not in favor of spay and neuter in every single situation. Is it beneficial for some animals? Absolutely. Are there some animals that don't need that? Absolutely. It's not a one size fits all. The elderly, the sick, those animals that will never be with any other animal. For example, let's say you have one indoor female cat. You may not want to do that to your cat. Some of you may. I'm not going to make that decision for you, but I do have videos talking about the pros and cons. But I weighed the pros and cons and I wanted to rescue a life, so I did. And I certainly plan on keeping Sandy healthy and injected as we go forward. Now, with my little kitty cat, it was the same scenario. He was old enough where he already had his kitty shots and he already was neutered. And so I'm not going to hold it against the animal. It's not something I would have chosen to do at a young age. If you are going to do that to your animals, for heaven's sakes, wait until they're a year or two old and they've had the benefit of all of their hormones in their body and they've developed more of their, you know, necessary, whatever it is that these hormones are providing for them, probably bone health, prevention against cancer and other diseases down the road. So I certainly am not going to continue with the recommended requirements, shall I say, but this is what I did. Now, for those of you like me that say, well, Peggy, I want an animal that is going to be not necessarily purebred, but is not going to be injected, I have the answer for you. This feral mama, who a lovely, healthy American has taken in as she gave birth to her litter. She wants to find homes for these little kittens. She does not want them to go to the animal shelter or to be turned out into the wild. You know, the mom is a feral cat, so she probably would do best on a farm or something. If you are interested in adopting a little kitten and you are in the Sacramento, California area, or you're willing to drive to the Sacramento, California area, I want you to email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. I am doing this as a service. I love to be involved in animal rescue as I can. And she writes, she says, Peggy, I just watched a video of yours about Healthy American Pet Rescues. And I do have a pet rescue playlist if you're interested. And actually, you know what? This is another email that I'm going to read to you about a puppy here in Mexico. But if you're interested in the kittens, email me support@thehealthyamerican.org and I will get you in touch with the Healthy American who has rescued and is taking care of this precious litter. All right, look at this precious pup. So this is a puppy that was saved on the streets in Mexico. And this, I believe, is Puerto Vallarta. He was run over by a car and he was left to die as a small puppy. And this Healthy American paid for his surgery and it was an amazing success. He wants to live and he deserves to have a good life. He has never had a poison needle. And he eats only raw whole food. I'm looking for a loving family, she writes, who will continue not to poison him. He's now a year old, so she's had him for a year. She has several dogs. And this is him right now. His name is Chente, C-H-E-N-T-E. Look at those ears. Look at that face. He looks so curious and clever. Here he is, another picture. She says he's about 45 pounds. He's a healthy, happy boy. He's a lab and husky mix with short hair. He really needs to be trained on a leash, but he's very food motivated, so it should be easy for the right person with the right time, patience, and knowledge. I will personally fly him anywhere in the U.S. to get him out of Mexico. So she will pay for this flight to get him out of Mexico. I've been taking care of him for the past year, but I have far too many other dogs, and I am risking losing my housing if I keep him. I don't have the time to give him that he needs because I have so many other dogs, which is why he hasn't been trained. It's just not fair for him. So please let me know if there's a list of rescues that will not poison him. Well, I guess I'm going to have to start my own, unless you know of any friends. If you can let me know of an animal rescue group that would take a dog that is not going to subject him to the needle. And she said, my heart breaks for all of these innocent abandoned dogs. Dogs love people more than anything. So it saddens me to see how people can abuse and neglect them. It's one of the most absolutely difficult things about living in Mexico. She said, there are too many of them and it's more than one person can fix, but I try to do my part. So she's been rescuing these animals off the street and her house is full. So I will, it's a short plane ride to Tijuana. I was hoping to find him a home in San Diego or any place in SoCal or any place in America. As long as the person adopting, well, actually she is asking for help with the transportation cost. I will help cover those costs, friends, if you are interested in doing that. The Healthy American and the True Hope Church will help cover that cost. So the shelters are full in Mexico. She said, I will never consider putting any of them in a shelter because they will be injected. I want to find a forever family that knows the truth about these shots and will feed him real whole food, not toxic kibble. Now I just was in contact with her. She said he is about a year and a half now. He never goes to the vet except for the time he had his surgery, which was an amazing success. I attribute his health to him never getting the shots and eating real whole food. So friends, I just wanted to let you know, because some of you are asking me about, you're afraid to get another dog in terms of what have they been subjected to already, especially if you get a year old dog from the shelter. I can guarantee you they've had all of the shots probably more than once. So if I were in the position to take a tiny little kitty cat like this, I would have driven to Sacramento myself and picked one up. Our household is full as well. We can only do the two animals at this time. If you or someone you know is interested, I implore you, email me support@thehealthyamerican.org. And I plan to do occasional videos like this to help you keep your animal healthy. So here you can get your certificate for your waiver. I want you to watch my video. In fact, I have a whole playlist about rabies, about keeping your animals healthy. And you'll see that I break down all of the research. It's not what we were told. Even if you want to believe that this condition exists, there has not been a case in an animal in over 100 years, in a domestic animal, in over 100 years in the United States. So why in the non-spinning world, yes, you heard me right, should we subject our animals to this? Friends, I'm so grateful for those of you that are people of discernment and you want to dig deeper and learn more. I'll leave these links for you in the description box below. My Substack is absolutely free. It's a place where I can leave resources, and I'll just go back for you so you can see. It's peggyhall.substack.com. Click on resources. I've got resources about dentists, about getting rid of the microplastics, about how to avoid the digital ID, how to get something better than health insurance, how to get your exemptions for the flu shot, how to not be forced at the hospital to undergo these medical procedures that you don't want. So all of this is available to you for free. I want to help you and your furry family live fully and freely and thrive. Thank you everybody for being on board. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And this was not a live stream, but I will have a live stream for you probably on Wednesday. And I want to thank all of you for being on board, and I will see you then.